This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Checking in on the stream. Craig Anthony Knitt says, Pete, this past weekend was very positive weekend for Wisconsin filmmaking, a great festival in Wauwega with Ian, as well as a great one down in the Milwaukee area with Ezekiel. Lots of excitement being generated. That is very positive, Craig. Thank you for checking in. Always good to hear from Craig. And then Sage from the 608 here says that fight on Friday also managed to break Netflix for the rest of us. Sage, I think they could have used you to help fix Netflix, and I'm sure Sage would have because he could fix just about anything when it comes to computers. Yeah, we were talking about that, Sage, earlier on the show, just how, James, I don't know if you watched the Tyson fight, but how does Netflix break? It's like the biggest entity in the world. How does that happen? How do they not see that coming?
You know, you question, you know, and to me, all these IT guys, and I know I'm going to take a lot of fire for this comment, Pete, but it's all a big racket. You know, and they don't actually know what they're doing. And then they get paid a bunch of money and they say a bunch of confusing words. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you're at the Wisco on a Friday night trying to watch the big bout and you get in a loading screen.
I will take issue with the fact that we've had issues like anybody that uses electronics or broadcast. And our guys at Civic Media like are on it and they fix it immediately. Why couldn't Netflix? I don't get that. So.
I think they're getting the, so you guys got the, like, the blue collar Wisconsin kids who are like, I'll just get in there and get the job.
Hard workers, you know? Yeah.
They're hard workers and they're competent. They have the coastal, like, the cream of the crop from every major university that have weaseled their way to the upper echelons of the Netflix IT department.
All right. I'll go with that. we have a caller. Bear with us, James. We're going to take a call from Mark, who joins us to talk about something positive in his life, which is our question tonight. Tell us what is positive in your life. We want to know. How's it going, Mark?
It's going okay. Well, so I'm still alive and kicking after in 2019, them giving me 6 months with a cancer diagnosis.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I just kind of gave them the old attitude. I kind of used the attitude from Game of Thrones with Arya Stark's dancing master said to her, there's one God, his name is Death, and your answer to that God is not today. And that has been my attitude. And you know, since then, rainy days and Mondays, you know, like, do not get me down. That I'm like Karen Carpenter, that, you know, that I take it all, and it just is... you know, deer season is coming up, and who knows what's going to happen there, but I hang my little bird feeder next to me like I've done for years and years now, and the chickadees and nuthatches come and visit me all day, and got that going for me. So it's...
Wow, that is a whole lot of positivity there, Mark. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that, and thanks for waiting patiently on the phone. We appreciate the call. That is great stuff. Thanks so much.
No problem, brothers. You take care.
All right, you too. That's Mark, and we could have used... keep punching, he said, I think. And that's, I don't know if that was a reference to Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, but I'd rather hear it. I like Mark's version better. Okay, so James, tell us about, you sent this great song we're about to play.
Yeah.
Are you in a band? Was this a solo effort right now, or is this with your band? And where can people see you? Tell us all that before we play the song, if you would.
Yeah, I'll try and keep it brief. So this, what you're about to hear, actually, this record just came out. It's really hot off the press. The song, is, I can't take... We recorded it and we played it, but it's not my song. It's actually a fellow by the name of Aaron Scholes, who's also in town. I played in a band with him called, it was a cover band called Western Wear in Madison, but he's been around Madison for many years, really talented singer songwriter, has a million songs that he just has never done anything with, another, you know, just didn't ever get to record them. And so when we were in this band, we started playing this song and I just loved it and was just like, this is a great song, man. You know what I mean? You got to record this song. And the band broke up and he never recorded it or anything like that. And so finally I was just like, well, screw you. I'm going to do it. So I couldn't even remember the song. So like, I was trying to hassle him to give me the lyrics for a long time, but then for whatever reason, we recorded it before he could get me the lyrics. So I just went with like all the lyrics I could remember. And I basically rewrote most of his lyrics. And he was kind of laughing about that, 'cause he just heard the finished product. And he's like, how this song has morphed is kind of fascinating, you know, 'cause our version was nothing like obviously what you're about to hear, the original version when we were just kind of playing it together. But yeah, so it's kind of a song that's been translated through memory. And now this is my band, The Scratch Offs. It's an old version of the band, so this is kind of a bittersweet record. The band broke up mainly because two of the guys, one of them moved to California with his significant other, and then the other one had a son and was just kind of tired of the touring lifestyle. So this formation of the band is done. We still play as The Scratch Offs. But we have a new lineup and a new voice. My friend Aditi Devnath, who's a reporter for PBS Wisconsin, actually the news department. So if folks listen or are aware of Here and Now, you might hear her voice and see her on Here and Now on PBS Wisconsin on Fridays, especially. But anyway, she also plays a mean bass and is writing some great songs. So we're gonna team up and take the Scratch Offs name forward. And we'll be playing around Madison. You can always catch us at the Crystal Corner, but we also come to Green Bay, the Lyric Room we've played, and that's and friends. So we come up there and then trying to crack some of the other corners of the state as well. I think we've played La Crosse and Milwaukee and Stevens Point, but I have yet to play Wausau or Eau Claire or Superior. So those are also on the list.
You got to let me know when you're in Green Bay. We'll have you guys into the studio. That would be really fun. All right, let's take a listen. The song is called The Night Has to End, and this is from The Scratch Off, James's band, who's joining us here on the stream on Nightlight. Here's The Night Has to End.
Clock on the wall.
if I were a texter right now, I would say that song is something positive in my life. That was a great song. I love that, James.
Thanks. Yeah, it's fun to hear it back.
Closing Time wanted to be as a song, but yours is so much better. That is a great song.
Thanks, man. You get the point of it. It's about those people that you meet at, you know, if you're lonely or you ever spend a time single and you're in the bar and, you know, you kind of have somebody that you, you know, it's like, oh man, we've brought each other home a million times, but are we going to do it again? You know what I mean? It's just the ennui of like those nights. That song makes me happy because, a lot of people played on that song. That guitar solo is my buddy James Strelo. That kid can play the crap out of the guitar. And the singer in the background harmonizing with me is Justin Johnson. And he plays the drums in the band. And him and I were brothers for these years that this band was going on. And then it's written by Aaron Scholz, and he's originally from Iowa. And the harmony part is real Everly Brothers to me, and they're from Iowa too.
Yeah, so
it has this like Iowa melodic brothers-y harmony quality to it that I find enjoyable.
Dude, this is so much fun. Thank you for being on the show tonight. And let me know if you come to Green Bay, and keep up the great work. Keep creating, my friend. Great stuff.
Thanks. Yep. You too, Pete. Thanks for having me on, and I'll definitely let you know if I'm in the Green Bay area.
Outstanding. All right. That's James Runde. Check him out. And if you go to the Wisconsin Film Festival, most likely you will see James there too. He puts out something every year. Very prolific and creative guy. So always fun to have James on the show. Going to the text line, our question is, give me something positive in your life. Steady Eddie says, Pete, while my prediction of Packers 99, Bears a big fat zero was slightly off, the Pack won, and I cashed in big time. And even though Aaron Rodgers now plays for the New York Jets in New Jersey, the Green Bay Packers still, and until further notice, own the Chicago Bears. I think, and you can check my math, Pete, but I'm pretty sure it's 11 games in a row now. I don't need to check your math, Steadfast Edward. He says, amazing. That fact lights up my life. A callback to our Debbie Boone conversation from last week. And this, rainy day and Monday. Steady the Homer, Eddie. Love it, Steady Eddie. We'll read more of your text, but... coming up next after a very short break is Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Jr. Show here on Civic Media. We're going to talk film noir. I cannot wait. I'm so excited to have Earl on the show. That's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this rainy, yet somehow still very beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin, wherever you're joining us from. Welcome, welcome. Our question tonight is, give me something positive in your life. We're going to make this rainy, chilly night here in our beautiful state, 75 and sunny, with our positive attitudes. That's what we're doing here tonight. My guest now, I'm very excited. We had to reschedule this guest from last week because he was on a movie set, which is always an awesome excuse. But he is a member of the Civic Media team here. You can catch the Earl Ingram Show every morning here on Civic Media from 8 to 10 a.m. Please welcome. Help me welcome. It is my honor to welcome Earl Ingram. Earl, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just excited about having the opportunity to join you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I know last time you were a guest on the show, kind of in passing almost at the end of the interview, you said how much you liked film noir. And I was like, oh man, like I wish I had known that, but it worked out great because I know you talk about politics and current events on your show. So you must be excited to get away from that a little bit and talk some film noir tonight.
You know, I am a guy who my wife gets angry with me at times because I don't watch movies unless they're from the 40s and the 50s. And they're all film noir.
Wow.
And I watch them repeatedly because there's always something I missed. And there's so many of them, and they're so great. And the actors unparalleled. Even the actors of today could not touch those guys in film noir.
And you're right. And it's a world. It's like you're entering a world that it's almost like an amusement park in a way. I love losing myself in some of these stories and these beautiful sets and the, like you said, the acting and it's a great way to ensconce yourself in a completely different world. Hey, before we get into that though, what was the movie you did, Earl? And what was the movie set experience like?
Well, the movie I did was Birds of a Feather. And it's a great movie. It's about, I played the role of a guy who, you know, it's my normal life. I was a blue collar guy. And so I played Willie. Willie is a retired blue collar guy. Well, not retired, but getting ready to retire, who spent a lot of time at the bar with his buddies and some younger guys. And my scenes were all filmed inside the bar. And, you know, a great opportunity for me. And I'll tell you something, Pete. Excuse me. I never want to do that again, ever.
You mean acting?
Absolutely. Because Why? Of 11 hours or 12 hours, yeah. However much time it was, and the repetitiveness of it. I was the only person who wasn't an actor. So I have to tell you that they had to shoot some scenes repeatedly because I'm not a trained actor. And it was a little more work than I thought.
Well, that's pretty forgivable. You'll have to keep us posted. When this comes out, we'll have to have you back on and we can talk a little bit more about it. But it sounds like, I'm sure it was a fun experience either way. But so tonight we're here, though, to talk about dames and gumshoes and smoking cigarettes, black and white films, double crosses. How do you define, a big fan of the genre, Earl, how do you define a film noir?
Well, James Cagney, Humphrey Bogart, Edward G. Robinson, Richard Widmark, and James Garfield, and just on, and Fred McMurtry.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it McMurray? I can't remember.
I think it's McMurray.
Yeah, McMurray. Fred McMurray. And,
yeah.
And on and on and on. These great, great actors of the 30s and the 40s. Before my time, but I'll tell you something. I watch those movies. I'll watch them 100 times over and over and over. Double Indemnity.
Yeah.
Little Caesar.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Key Largo. The Maltese Falcon.
Great.
The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, you know, great. And Casablanca. The Petrified Forest, and on and on and on. The Cincinnati Kid, all just absolutely spectacular movies, and movies of today can't come close to the talent that was in those movies and the sets and the movies themselves.
Is the Cincinnati Kid the one, Steve McQueen, right?
Steve McQueen, the great pool shooter.
Yeah, and they're playing five-card stud in the movie, which was crazy. And then they would take, he faced off one-on-one with a guy. And I remember he took a break and went back to his room and take a nap. And there was a young kid. I loved that movie. I'll have to revisit it. It's been years since I've seen it, but I love the way that movie ended. That's a great one.
Oh yeah. The Cincinnati Kid, Steve McQueen, a young guy, great card player. You know, Steve McQueen was an absolute spectacular actor who died far too young.
I think
died of cancer in his early 50s. But just a spectacular actor himself.
He was. We got to do a quick news thing. When I come back, Earl, I want to ask you probably what your all-time favorite is, so you could think about that, but also about some of these newer films that I didn't realize were considered noir. I always figure like black and white, like you said, Humphrey Bogart, going back to the 60s and beyond, but there are some newer films like Memento, Devil in a Blue Dress with Denzel Washington, Miller's Crossing.
Yep. Devil in a Blue Dress. Yes.
Yeah, and One False Move, which I had kind of forgotten about, and I just watched a few days ago. So we'll get into some of that, and maybe I'll ask you actually for your top three, and then we could discuss a little more of that too. But great to have you here. Earl Ingram, you can catch his show every day here on the network from 8 to 10 a.m. He does such a great job. It's the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. After Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed, we'll be back with more film noir talk. We're going to talk about our favorites with Earl. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Gonna beat some sweet sounds coming down the night shift. I bet you're singing proud.
On tomorrow night's show, I am back in Green Bay, where I welcome the Doctors in Recital, who will perform in studio. Kim Shevchik and the Piats will be there. They are so great. They do such a phenomenal job with the actual show, and they're great in studio, too. And Civic Media's Melissa Kay will join me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now, I'm excited to have the host of the Earl Ingram Show on the show here tonight, Earl Ingram. You can check out his show every morning from 8 to 10 here on Civic Media across the network. Earl, so a couple of my favorite films, I did a search, and they do fall under the noir category, and I didn't know that. Rear Window and In the Heat of the Night. Have you seen those films, and do you consider those noirs?
Well, Rear Window, absolutely. In the Heat of the Night, absolutely. I guess.
Oh, cool.
My take is always the black and white, and yeah. And so that's not exactly. I guess now I thought that was it. I thought black and white was part of what film noir actually was. But, you know, when you brought up Denzel Washington's, what was the name of that movie again?
Devil in a Blue Dress. Devil I didn't know that was dress. A noir either.
Absolutely. That's,
yeah.
That was right, you know, in the wheelhouse. But I can tell you, I can watch White Heat with James Cagney a thousand times. You know, I can watch Little Caesar with Edward G. Robinson a thousand times. I can watch Humphrey Bogart in the Petrified Forest and the Maltese Falcon, the Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
That's a great one.
All of those movies. I mean, what are we talking, the 1930s?
Yeah.
Many of those are almost 100 years old.
And
yet they're still great movies. And long after you and I are gone, they'll still be great movies. I don't know if that's the case with many movies that are made today.
That's an interesting point. In anticipation of this interview with you, I watched another new one. So you might not, it's not black and white, but, and it's one I saw in the 90s and liked. And then it got listed as a film noir. And it was One False Move with Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton was the writer. It kind of put him on the map. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a really good film, whether or not you think it's a noir or not. And the other one I like that's more current is L.A. Confidential. I think that movie just has everything.
L.A. Confidential is a film noir, no question about it. Anything Billy Bob Thornton does is is always a great movie. I'm a great fan of his.
Same.
As well. But, you know, people don't know what they're missing if they haven't seen these great old movies. They are just full of excitement. And I guess you would say that The Godfather would be film noir. All of those would be film noir.
That's interesting. Do you think it has something to do with, like, people's attention span nowadays? Like, you do have to kind of follow the story a little more closely because the writing is so succinct. And, like, I don't know. It's just not, it's not as cutty as films are now, where it's cut, 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 action, this, that. You have to give it, you got, it, these films breathe, and you have to really kind of immerse yourself into them.
You know, Pete, what I'll tell you is what's really, you know, expanded my love of these films and this genre is the fact that I have something, I don't know what the name of this thing is, my wife has, where I might have, I don't know, 8,000 channels.
So, is that all?
So, and then you can go to film noir.
Yeah.
And so all day, all afternoon, all night, 7 days a week, you can see all the old film noirs that were ever, you know, created. And I don't know, I've seen many of them.
So what you got know, you, what got you started watching film noirs? Did you see your first one and just fall immediately in love with it? Or was it something you kind of took to over time?
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
Is what did it. And what was the other one? American Movie Channel.
Yep.
And, you know, many years ago when they didn't have so many different options, you got a chance to see those on Turner Classic Movies. And the more I saw them, the more I fell in love with them. The more that I just, man, I'm hooked.
Yeah. I always thought it would be fun. Like, I lived in Los Angeles for almost 15 years, and I really enjoyed it. But when I watch LA Confidential, I'm like, how great it would have been to be out there in the 40s before the freeways were built. And just, you know, and I don't know about you, Earl, but I haven't really drank much lately, but I used to love to watch films like that, holding a glass of really good whiskey or scotch. And now that I don't drink as much, I see these characters and I'm like, God, all my favorite movies, they're swilling scotch and whiskey. And I just desperately want that so bad. Do you have a something you do when you watch the films? You light a cigar, drink a glass of a cocktail?
No,
or something?
My drinking, I stopped smoking many years ago. I rarely, if ever, drink. Because I, you know, I get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I try to stay away from those kind of things, but I will tell you, I'll stay up long beyond my bedtime to watch a film noir movie.
Yeah. Did you see In a Lonely Place with Humphrey Bogart?
I can't envision it, but I'm sure I did.
Okay.
But L.A. Confidential is one of the greatest movies ever produced. You know, Al Pacino is clearly in that arena.
Yeah.
And what's the other guy's name?
De Niro.
Robert De Niro. Those guys, they could fit back in those days. They're perfect. And a lot of movies they've made, I would categorize them as well.
It's funny, Devil in a Blue Dress kept coming up when they would list best film noirs, and it was like near the top. And I saw it in the 90s, and I've become more of a Denzel Washington fan. Like, I've always liked his work, but since he's gotten older, I just think he's gotten better. And it's made me want to go back and watch this, because I saw it in the theater with a friend of mine when I was still a stand-up and working the road. And I remember liking it, but probably not fully appreciating it as a fixture in the noir genre. And it's made me want to go back and watch that one. And the other
one. You really should. I've seen it probably 10 times.
Oh, really?
And if it came on today, I'd watch it again.
What about The Sting? Do you put that in the noir category?
Yeah, The Sting was not as exciting and riveting and action-packed as much as these older movies that I'm talking about. You spend time in California. That's where a lot of these movies were either shot, in California or New York.
Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite things was to go see locations where the films were shot. And I did that with L.A. Confidential. But the other one I watched recently, Earl, that I thought was just great was The Big Sleep. Have you seen that one?
Big Sleep, another great movie. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And you've heard of James Garfield, I take it.
Oh, sure.
You look and see how many movies these guys made. I mean, they made 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 200 movies. Quality movies.
Yeah.
And you look at some of the actors today. Denzel is a guy you mentioned, probably done 70 movies, 80 movies or somewhere around that. I'm talking about, you know, a lot of guys aren't, and he only does quality movies.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the way it was back with these guys.
He said recently, in these Hollywood beats I do every day, he said recently he's going to retire. He's going to do, I think, what was the one? Conrad, what was the movie Denzel said he was going to do? He's going to do Black Panther, the third Black Panther. Then he's going to do Othello and King Lear. So he is going to win another Oscar before he retires on one of those three films, I think. They're just like ready for him to win his third Oscar. He's got a Best Supporting and a Best Actor. The guy is phenomenal.
He just finished Gladiator.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to see.
Did you see the original Gladiator?
I did. Yeah, I liked it.
This is the first one. They, you know, it took 23 years to make the second one, and Denzel is in it, and that's a movie I'm going to see. I got to tell you.
Oh, same.
It's one of the newer movies that I can't wait to get a chance to go see.
He's getting a lot of buzz. My guest is Earl Ingram. You can check out the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media every day from 8 to 10. Phenomenal show. And he's here tonight, though, as a film noir buff. And I'm learning a lot. So, Earl, where do you put Casablanca? Is a black and white. And it's like got all this great stuff going on. And the Rick's American Cafe is like, it's like a character almost. It's such a great, but would you consider that a film noir?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, how could it not be Humphrey Bogart and Edward G. Robinson?
Yeah.
And I know. And what was the beautiful woman's name that Bogart eventually wound up marrying?
Was it Lauren Bacall in that?
Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
Lauren Bacall. I mean, just a spectacular movie. If it came on tonight, I'd be up tonight watching it to whatever time it would take.
Same here. Oh, it's actually Ingrid Bergman. Right.
Ingrid Bergman. Okay.
I thought it was Lauren Bacall too. Yeah. What about?
Well, Lauren Bacall was in Key Largo.
Key Largo. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this, Earl. Give me your top three. If you could only watch three film noirs for the rest of your life, what would those three films be?
Double Indemnity.
Great one.
And that's with Edward G. Robinson and Fred McMurray.
Yep.
It would have to be James Cagney and White Heat. And it would have to be Public Enemy with James Cagney.
Two I have not seen. I have to check those out.
You haven't seen what?
I haven't seen White Heat or Public Enemy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pete, you got to see them.
I will, for sure.
These are movies when they were very young, before they became great stars. But they're great movies.
I know. I actually have a lot that I still need to see. I've got a lot of these I have to check out. Are you watching anything, Earl, that you could recommend? You got any binge-watchable TV, whether it's noir or not, that you could recommend?
The only thing that I watch on television is sports, noir. I used to watch a lot of cooking shows.
Oh, that's a departure.
You know, was it Zimmer? I forgot his name, the guy named Zimmer, and then the guy who took his life.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a great chef.
Who is that?
Those are about it, man. I'm I'm locked into not risking seeing other things. I've been married for 43 years and rarely can I sit down with my wife and watch a movie.
And if she can't find you, she knows you're watching film noir somewhere. That sounds like
absolutely a
good marriage. No surprises. Earl, thanks so much for your time tonight. This was fun. Something I was really looking forward to. And keep up the great work like you do every day here at Civic Media. So great to talk to you.
Thank you for the invite, man. Keep up the great work.
Anytime. We'll do it again. All right. That's Earl Ingram. Yes, check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 to 10 here at Civic Media across the network. Conrad, what should you have a favorite film noir?
No, I don't watch those, really. You know, I only watch Adam Sandler, so.
Yeah, I don't think any of them qualify.
But I will have to tell, I'll have to talk about Red One after our break.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about Red One, and I'll read some more of your texts. We've got some texts. If you want to get in on the fun, you've got a few minutes still. Give us something positive in your life. That's what we're doing here tonight, folks. Let's go out on a good note. Let's finish strong. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cause you're under strain and you're jumping on. Yes, you're jumping on a fast train. Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lam. Stuck in no man.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Conrad knows that's my gym song. But I'm not going to find a Planet Fitness in Madison tonight. It's too late. I'm going to go home and watch a film noir.
It's a positive song. I had to play it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Andrew from Maine says, Mark, in reference to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Was it Prairie du Chien or Prairie du Sac?
Prairie du Sac.
Or Mark. Prairie du Sac. Says, Mark got the city dweller version of cancer and it could not keep up with the country boy body of Mark. Good work, Mark. And keep fighting the good fight. You know, every once in a while it happens, like a texter talks to another texter, and I just love it. It's so cool. It's a community, buddy. That's what we're building here, yes. Conrad. Andrew also says Netflix encountered the same issue as Ticketmaster when Taylor Swift announced her Eras tour. Best guess is they did not have the hardware to support the traffic somehow. I get that, but oh my gosh. Your Netflix. 290 million subscribers. They should have been ready for that. Carla, Aunt Carla checks in. My positive is just being real every day and trying to understand that you want the best for everyone and taking that 10 minutes and saying today is today. What can I do on my list to make me happy and have that 1 minute to breathe? Everything is going to be fine. Very well said, Carla. Carla continues, Earl, you are right on. The old movies are the best. I'm a frequent flyer watcher of Turner movie classics. You know, it's so interesting. That Earl mentioned that Turner Movie Classics. Whenever I'd come to Madison to work, to do my PBS gig, I would always go to Dottie Dumplings at night and I'd get a burger, whatever, some food. They always have Turner Classic movies on there. And even though I couldn't hear the sound, they never had the sound up. They're so hypnotic just watching them. Like the way they're shot in the black and white, it's just beautiful. It's such a beautiful genre. Andrew from Maine says, if you keep up Earl all night talking movies, he might make Sandy do the morning show on his own tomorrow. Earl's a pro. He'll be fine. He's probably up past his bedtime, but he'll be fine. Andrew says, yes, Anthony Bourdain. That is the name I could not think of. Carla also, Ingrid Bergman and Anthony Bourdain. And Anna also coming to my rescue from the 608 and saying, Pete, the chef that took his own life was Anthony Bourdain. So tomorrow night on the show, as I mentioned, the Doctors in Recital will be in studio. Very excited to see Kim Shevchik will be there and the Piats, this lovely married couple. The three of them are going to sing. It's going to be beautiful. Promoting the show, Doctors in Recital, which is for a good cause up in northeastern Wisconsin. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And we'll have Melissa Kay will be on the show to talk about her new show, Community Stories. She's over at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be good to talk to my old buddy, Melissa. Right now, I think we're going to do sort of a Conrad movie review. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we have that? Are we qualified?
Yeah.
Tell us what you watched. I'm excited to hear this.
So I went to the theaters on a Saturday to see Red One, actually. And it was a packed house there, actually. You know, I went to Venom at the same movie theater, and there was like four people there.
Did you go to Venom on opening weekend, though?
Saturday, yeah. The day after it came out, I went, and there was like four people. But there was actually a turnout for this movie. And maybe it's because of the cast, or maybe they saw the commercials, thought it looked pretty funny. And I gotta say,
no, just to clarify what we're talking about, Red One is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans.
Yep.
Santa is kidnapped. The Rock is in charge of Santa's security detail, and they have to find Santa. So, all right, continue, please, Conrad.
You know, I was looking at some of the reviews on Rotten Tomato from the critics, and I can see where they're coming. Like, it's not groundbreaking. It feels like it's been done before in some form of Christmas movie somewhere, but it's a fun movie. I think I'll rewatch it when it goes to streaming platforms. I think it was fun to go see it actually at theater too. There were some laughing moments, which is cool. Theater was laughing. And I think Chris Evans did a great job in that. He plays he's called the Wolf in it. And he does like stuff for people. I can't think of the word.
Private investigator?
Hitman. But like.
Oh, assassin.
He's like a hitman, but doesn't kill. He does stuff for, I don't know how to explain. I'm sorry.
He just maims people.
But he made the four-time naughty list.
Oh.
So he's okay. On the extra naughty list.
So the film only got like 33% positive reviews at Rotten Tomato, but the audience score is like a 90.
And,
is it bad review proof? Like, is it that? Because they were a little disappointed in how it did with the 34 million. You know, that's still decent, but I think you're hoping for more. Like, do you think it's like a film people will find?
I think once it goes to streaming, I think a lot of people are going to watch it and be like, yeah, I could add this to my yearly watch.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can definitely tell because in the beat today that you recorded, you said 200 million, right? They spent on it?
It cost $250 million, and I'm fairly certain that that does not include marketing costs, which is probably like another $100 million.
I can see where they spent it. There's a lot in that movie, you know, and so what were we going to say?
I was going to ask you if it's as good as Violent Night, which came out in 2022 with David Harbour.
Nope.
Yeah.
That movie is amazing. I love that movie.
I liked it too. I liked it a lot. All right. Well, that was good. That's exciting.
I'd say go see it if you can.
All right. We did some good here tonight.
Yeah.
I hope we put people in a good mood. It was great having everybody hang out and chime in with their positive feelings and thoughts and whatever it is that's positive in your life. This was good. And it helped driving down here in the rain. I'm like, on a Monday, it's raining. It's like, oh, man, we got to do something. So hopefully we helped. You guys have certainly helped me and put me in a really good mood, as Conrad would attest. I was very grumpy when I got in, and I'm going to leave here singing and tap dancing. So, all right. Great show, Conrad. Thank you. Thank you to my guests, Earl Ingram and James Runde. And thank you for all your texts and phone calls. It was so great to connect tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow back on the home court in Green Bay. This is Pete Schwabe on behalf of the lovable Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin. But there ain't no doubt, early down here, we're going to change what the heck.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.